It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than walking into a smelly bathroom.
Ew.
You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. I am your host, Davin Rosebud. I am joined by the unwell, but being a trooper tonight, Pip Healer. Hello, Pip.
Hi.
And, yeah, you got that sexy voice going. You got that raspy voice. Love that.
I know. Working it.
And Joe will be calling in a little bit later on the show. A man in England is suing to have veganism be given the same protections as religion. School of Fools, as a teacher compares his black students to monkeys. A little twist that I found out about. Joe's neighborhood, this happened, and the lawyer who I believe is representing the African American students was one of Joe's teachers.
Get out.
So Joe will have a little bit of insight, so that'll be interesting later
on.
Oh,
wow, yeah.
Drunks in the news. We promised to do it last week. We ran out of time. Some of the best hangover cures. There's a new robot that detects bathroom odor. We'll do some scamming scammers with Mary. I feel like we got off to a good start with that last week.
I do, too.
And on the Afterbirth show, we'll continue what I did last week with Joe. I'll continue it with Pip on some of the fads of the past year. We'll do that. But yes, we must acknowledge that Pip is working hurt tonight.
Thank you.
Pip is weak. Her voice is shot. She looks paler than usual, but she is here.
I'm surprised you can see me.
I'm seeing through you. I'm looking right through you. But you know what? Pip realized Joe is not going to be in tonight. Joe will be calling in later. And she sucked it up. So as many times as I ride her ass, you got to give Pip the kudos.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
As long as you don't give me the kudos. Thank you, everybody. I want to thank Jesus. I want to thank my manager.
Jesus is your manager. You have a Latino manager.
Yeah, I do.
That's good.
He's awesome. And I, as long as you give me kudos, not more cooties.
No, you got the cooties. Now, let's talk about this here.
Yes.
So you got the flu, as it turned out. You didn't realize that when you called in last week.
No, I didn't know that.
So you have the flu.
I had a 101.4 fever.
Oh, that's tremendous. Good work.
Thank you. You know what? Well, you know what was really interesting is that I saw that and I was like, well, that's not good. And then the next night I had 100.7. I was like, okay, that's
a good late FM station.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, the next night I was feeling warm again. So I went to got my little electronic thermometer and I take it and I'm 96.4 and I show Mr. Hillux and I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, you're dying. And I'm like, what is
benefits.
This now?
Benefits.
And then we realize, oh, the batteries are dying, not me.
Well, but let's talk about this. Yeah. You got the flu shot. I know this because I follow you on Facebook.
Yeah.
I did not get the flu shot, but every year my mother calls the house and tells us that we should all get the flu shot.
Yeah.
Because terrible things will happen. This year's story was particularly horrible. She just called yesterday.
Oh, what was this year's story?
This
about
year's
the flu?
Story, you should get the flu shot. There was a little girl who got the flu and went blind. My mother loves to tell these horrible, like, it's like the worst news network ever. Like, if it was just plane crashes and cancer, that's what my mother's news network would be.
That give me the popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, well, I understand.
But
that,
I don't. But I'm not a negative person. Although my wife says you're not an upbeat person. Fuck you. I'm as upbeat as it gets, baby. I'm an even keel person. But don't bring in this rain to me. And I watch the news, and I don't think flu shots work. I think the last time I got the flu, I had a flu shot. When the girls get the flu, they have the flu shot. We don't get the flu shot, no flu.
What's interesting, how it's explained to me, is that they formulate the flu shots based partially on the strains that came through the prior year.
Yeah, they got no fucking... They're basing it on history, and it's a crapshoot.
And then they're predicting the weather of the flu strains.
They don't know. So what
they don't know.
So, hey, we're definitely going to make you feel under the weather. And there's a chance we're going to protect you from feeling worse.
Right.
So I'm like, nay, I don't want to feel under the weather, and I'll take my chances that I don't lick somebody who just fucking, washed the toilet in the men's room with their hands.
You know, it's really unbelievable, but my old work day program used to offer free flu shots. So I was like, I'm in, shoot me up. And this day program also does the same, but it's mandatory.
How can they make you get the flu shot?
Yes.
How can, I didn't even, wow. How is that legal?
I'm not sure.
Nobody's challenged that? I'd be like, fuck you.
No, but we just have to.
But how would they know if you don't?
Well, because they're provided there.
So? You don't have to go there. You don't have to go with their fucking nurse ratchets.
You would have. Well, actually, she was pretty good, but
she's amazing. Look at you.
Well, giving me the shot, not protecting me.
She shot you with the flu. She shot you.
But that was in October,
and it fucking takes a while to get going. But now's a good. Oh, holidays! Now's a good time.
I always get sick at the holidays. I always do.
You don't always get the flu, though.
No. I get a cold or something, but flu.
So what happens if you say no? I'm not going to get the flu shot. Are they going to fire you? I don't see how they could.
Well, I particularly don't care enough to push the issue.
Perhaps you should. You'd be a lot healthier right now.
No, I get the flu shot every year anyway.
And you get sick every year.
I get the flu every year.
Yeah. I never get the flu shot. I don't get the flu.
Well, I mean, I'm just like a petri dish with legs.
Right, but why not fucking take a crapshoot? Go, hey, you know what? I know every year I get the shot. I know every year I get the flu. Next year, I'm not going to get the shot. What's the worst that happens? You get the flu? Then you go, okay, there's nothing to do with the shot.
Well, you know what? At this day program, I'm just not going to be bothered pushing against their rule.
Oh, I'd bother. I'd be bothered.
But I know you would, but I...
How dare they? I can't believe nobody has challenged this.
Well, who knows if I'll be there even next year, but I mean, I can't be bothered pushing against something because I would probably go get the flu shot anyway.
Right, but I can't believe nobody in the history of this place has challenged this.
I don't know that that's true, but I wouldn't be privy to that.
I don't understand how they can force you to get something that is not even a vaccine. It's not a vaccine.
No, it's not.
It's a fucking crapshoot.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't actually even know if it's legal, but it is a requirement. But we know that going in.
So what? It doesn't mean they can make you do it.
Well, it's sort of like drug testing. If you don't want to be drug tested at that workplace, you don't work there.
No. Because drug testing is making sure you're not doing something illegal. You're not taking an illegal substance. The flu is not illegal.
No, it's not.
And you're getting sick anyway.
Well, I am.
I'm sure other people have too.
Well, I am told that the minute I called in, I was not feeling great that Monday, but I went in and I dragged my carcass around, and then I didn't really truly feel sickly until that night.
Oh, the flu hits like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're like sitting there, and they also go, "Ha! I feel achy and drowsy. This can't be good. Maybe tomorrow will be better." It's not.
Well, that night, I mean, I had to run an errand at the mall, and I actually went to a store and I got a new coat. And then by the time I went home, I was feeling a little tired, but nothing unusual for a Monday. But then I like later in the evening when it was getting time to go to bed, I started getting the fucking chills.
Oh, there you go.
You know that
you're hoping at that point it's food poisoning.
Well, it was just I was so cold. The house wasn't cold, and I put every blanket
Mr.
on.
Mr. Helix,
I was still freezing.
Is it cold in here? Can you turn up the? No, it's you. It's 78, stupid.
Yeah, and you're 96.4. No. But I, you know, when the chills came on, I was like, oh, this ain't good. And in the morning, that's when I knew the truck had hit me. I did sleep that night, but when I woke up, I was like, kill me.
Yeah, I think you can. How many years in a row have you had the flu?
Oh, gosh. I actually even caught the swine flu. I got...
Did you get the bird flu, too? No.
No. Not that I know of.
So, how many years?
Oh, I think ballpark every year for years.
And you get the shot every year?
Yeah.
And it's never occurred to you go, I shouldn't do this.
No, you know, I just thought, look, there's nothing saying that you can't get the flu more than once. So I'm like, I'm getting the strains they're not covering. What the hell would happen to me if I didn't get the shot for the ones that does cover?
Honestly, I think it's making you more susceptible. Honestly, next year, if it was me, I wouldn't. You have nothing to lose. You have absolutely nothing.
No, because I'm going to get sick anyway.
Or you won't.
Right.
Or you won't. And then you go, Devin was right again. I just spoke to Denise, the booker of Bananas, earlier today, and I was advising her that she should let me guide her. That many, if she listened to the show, she would realize I am right. I told her I've redirected planes.
She would know how often.
Yeah, but I feel like this is like we've thought about your health before, and you dodged a bullet with your heart. You dodged a bullet with your heart, but this is a no brainer. This is just like, okay, I'm not going to get an ouchie. What's the worst that happens?
Well, I mean, if I didn't have to deal with any bullet work about...
How are they going to know? How are they going to... Seriously.
Oh, no, you do have to either get it there or show proof that you've gotten it.
I would tell them, I've gotten the shot every year. I've gotten the flu every year. How about I don't get the shot?
Well, they certainly do know that I got it this year.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, you have the proof. Go, it doesn't work.
Doesn't do anything. You know what's also weird is that my doctor prescribed Tamiflu, and so that's also kind of because I got there within the 48 hours of like onset of the chills and stuff, so they figure we'll try this, and I'm not really sure what it was supposed to do. I still felt like shit.
You know what the wife swears by, and it actually works a little bit if you catch it early enough, the emergency.
Emergency?
You ever drink that?
I had in the past.
Like if you feel like coming on right away. If you get it pretty quick.
On, yeah.
If you feel getting sick right away, I think you drink it for 3 days straight.
I think that's for colds, though, isn't it?
I don't know
if anything could save you once you've gotten the flu.
Oh, I don't know, but... Well, yeah, I know what would save you. Don't get the shot.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. I mean, I'm not going to harp on it, but I don't get the shot. I mean, you know, I could get the flu, but... The chances are real, you know, are unlikely. I mean, when the girls have gotten the shot, they've gotten the flu.
Interesting, but right away or like later down the.
You'd have to ask
because this has been months, and this would be really
unusual. There's something about the shot; it doesn't fucking work.
Well, I don't know.
They're telling you. Yeah. They go, it's a crapshoot. It's Russian roulette.
Well, you know, because the flu can kill people, and I seem to have, like...
Yes, you're getting it every year by taking the shot.
I have a baby bird immune system.
But I'm telling you, it's weakening your immune system. It's not strengthening it.
Well, I you can't say that that's cause and effect necessarily.
I absolutely can. You've had the shot every year. You've gotten the flu every year.
There's so many other, you know...
There's two types of flu.
Yeah, no, there aren't.
Well, every year that's what they say. There's two that are going to hit.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. No, there's so many strains out there.
They don't know. It's not like a vaccine.
They don't know.
That's what you're admitting. It's stupid.
No, they don't know.
It's stupid. The flu shot is stupid.
Well, I'll see what's happening next year.
I'll fucking talk to your office for you if you want. I will. I'll be like, who are you? Who are you?
This is my attorney.
You could do worse.
I could.
It could be Michael Avenatti.
Who?
He was Stormy Daniels.
Oh, there. Yeah, okay. All of a sudden, I had a brain fart, and I was trying to remember. Wait, I know the name. Who is he again? Thank you.
So this is the first show with specs on.
I know. I like him a lot.
You do?
I really do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you're a pro glasses person. You wear glasses.
I am. And I, you know what? I also have contacts, but I prefer to wear the glasses just because I find them simple.
They are simple. I could never stick something in my eye.
Well, that and it becomes like, I've got over the sticking something in my eye thing.
I can never. I'd rather have something stuck in my ass, if we're being completely honest.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
You know what?
Because
you
wouldn't
even notice a contact up there.
What?
You might not even notice
a contact. Yeah, but if it dries out.
Ooh, it's going to be itchy. And so uncomfortable.
Then they'll just think I have hemorrhoids or a dirty ass.
Oh, no. You're just going to be itching like crazy.
That's all right. Just digging up in there. It's a contact, you son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. How did you get a contact up?
They call it the brown eye. So
you were just trying to see better.
I am. Hey, look, a cock's coming at me.
Look, I wanted to know what was coming at me.
It's so. Gaining on me. Yep, it's here.
It's gaining on
Pulls
me.
Out. There's a little fucking contact lens on the tip of his cock. Excuse me while I get that.
Oh, so the one-eyed monster isn't just a myth.
No, it's not. I really don't need them.
The glasses?
The glasses.
Well, you know what? You think you don't?
No, from the doctors.
Oh, they said no?
What I really have it for is for the blue light that comes off the computer and the phone. If you're staring at the screen, they don't know how damaging this could be.
Right.
And there is times when I'm in front of the computer the whole time. Now, I have it on right now because I have my computer on. I'm going to be doing this for 3+ hours.
Man.
Theoretically, I'm not looking at the computer the whole time, so I might take these off at some point.
No.
But that. So what would happen is, you know, my eyes would just get tired after the day.
Sure.
So this is supposed to help that. My eyes aren't what they used to be. But my mother-in-law, oh, you need glasses. My wife, you need glasses. Nay. Not perfect vision. Not there yet, though.
Well, you know, there's, you know, everybody gets, you know, to a point where eye strain is a real thing. And it's like we've spent a lot of time with these screens and we're literally like sitting too close to the TV. Look how close we are to the
screen. Oh, absolutely. But so I'm using this for preventative thing. And the feedback, because I posted on Facebook, very positive.
Yeah.
Very positive.
Well, because you picked nice frames for your face and you didn't go
what
again.
What was I supposed to pick?
Well, no. I can't sometimes believe the shit that people put on the bridge of their nose and go, this is me. And I'm like, ah!
These are not flamboyant frames.
No, not at all. No, they're business-like, you know? So it's
business.
Like, no. Business. No, they do. They look business-like. And like you work in an office.
Do think they make me look older.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't see that.
I told you, I told you when I was in Atlantis, an attractive girl thought I was 35, and I was like, oh, thank you.
Booyah.
And then, like, a dude after the show thought I was in my 50s, I just go, fuck you. This is what I say to the fans. Fuck you,
man.
Oh, I don't know. I'm like 50s, dude. Slow down.
How old do you think I am? Fuck you.
I don't think I look 50s.
No.
30s might be a stretch, but you know what? When I got the tan going, maybe.
Yeah, and you are brown like a berry. You've got a nice shine.
Thank you. Then you get people with the fucking hairline. It's like, you know what? You know what? You look at my dad's hair. I'm fucking holding down the fort, motherfucker. You know, it's not what it used to be. I used to have long, thick locks. But I don't. It's all right. It's okay.
No, but this, dude, this is life. You should say, well, because I, you know, was like coughing up a lung, one at a time, mind you, though, because I like to like give the other one a rest. I've been sitting up in the middle of the night, and I just had the TV on for company. And I realized that I was in such a zone that I had been watching Hair Club for Men for the last half hour.
Oh, it is amazing now how I will watch TV. And I will check out men's hairlines, and if they're balding. It's amazing as soon as you get an affliction of some sort.
Oh, then you're fascinated with it.
You are like zoned in. So he's balding, but he's got it really cut short. I see what he's doing.
I see how he did that.
And I said to the wife, I go, you know what? You know, maybe I'll just shave my head. although I don't know, I've never used a straight edge. Maybe I'll just shave my head. He's like, no, I'm not ready for that yet. I'm like, fuck you, it's my head.
No, you don't have to do that. No, but that seems nowhere near there.
That seems to be the thing.
Yeah, I know. But that's when I mean, like, typical male pattern balding, you know.
It's a
like,
shitty pattern, by the way.
Well, no, first it starts off most of the time where your yarmulke could cover a lot of damage.
That's why it's good to be a Jew. That's why we're the chosen people.
What I think it started.
They wore it out. Yeah, yeah. And my hairstylist, fucking lying to me for years. Lying to me for years. Love my hairstylist. Lying to me for years.
What do you... Oh, your hairstylist? Oh.
No. You're not going bald. What are you talking about? Really, bitch? Really, bitch? You got a mirror. I could see. I could see. I don't need spectacles for this. I could fucking see what's going on.
Well, I saw this... Oh, I'm Peter Brady. I saw...
You moved too fast there? You all right?
Yeah. Wow.
Pip's got that sexy voice going tonight.
Excuse me while I rearrange my testicles.
And she ruined it.
That's what I do. I'm a ruiner.
You are a ruiner.
I saw this stuff at the one of the Bed Bath & Beyonds, which I like to call Blood Bath & Beyond, of course, that close to me is closing down. And,
what will you do with those 20% coupons?
I don't know. Well, there's another one close enough.
Maybe you could trade them in for some Kohl's cash and call it a day.
That's like middle-aged women's Yu-Gi-Oh cards, you know?
Yes, I think.
You know, like, you know, or Pokemon cards or whatever. And it's like, look at how many 20% offs you have. But I've got Kohl's cash.
Kohl's cash is like the equivalent of going down on a woman.
It's the bomb.
It really is. Yeah. I feel like women would prefer a nice Kohl's cash with a 30% off Kohl's discount. I feel like that moistens them like a fucking river.
Oh, you could definitely get a blowy for Kohl's cash.
I'm going into the city after the show. We're going to test this. I got Kohl's cash, you whore.
Ooh, wait. Say it again slower.
Do any prostitutes go to Kohl's with their fucking ill-begotten Kohl's cash?
I don't think that's... They're not exactly the twin set cardigan, you know, kind of girls. But I don't know.
Maybe they need a gadget or an 80s rock shirt.
It's possible.
Maybe they need that Guns N' Roses shirt that really isn't authentic, but, you know, we all pretend it is.
Yeah, well, you know, because everybody knows that the ball sack shirts come with rhinestones.
Oh, you want to see Pearl Jam? I might go see Pearl Jam. You interested in
when
Pearl Jam?
Yeah, when is that?
March 30th. I signed up for it. Go with my buddy Scott, possibly.
Huh.
It's a Monday in Madison Square Garden.
Let me just think about that. Yeah, we'll talk after the show.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
The only reason, just a quick sidebar, the only reason, I think I've talked about this before, you know, the thing about Pearl Jam is I have a lot of their albums. Every song sounds the same. Couldn't tell you the name of any of the songs. Couldn't sing you the lyrics to any of the songs. A lot of that. Much like Nirvana. But here's the thing. I have the Pearl Jam channel on Sirius XM.
Ah.
Their concerts seem very interesting. They play a lot of the concerts.
Oh,
and
okay.
And it seems like they're very much in the moment, present with the audience, as opposed to some of these bands where I can sing the songs, but it's very rote.
Right.
So, because I am intrigued by the live Pearl Jam performance, I'm like, okay, I don't really have to sing along.
you don't have to. excuse me.
You're
oh
fine.
My God.
You're fine.
I do. I did buy the first two albums and like them very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought the third one and I found myself kind of...
What was it? 10 Verses and Vitology. I think those are the first three. Those are the first three.
Vitology I have. Uh-huh. I don't think I've listened to it all the way through. I started like losing interest.
Well, I mean, all the songs sound the same.
Well, that was what I was finding. And like nothing grabbed me. I haven't gone back to
They have good songs.
I don't even know where it is.
They have good songs.
They do.
I mean, I listen to them on Sirius XM, that's why I don't play the CD. They just all sound the same to me, a lot of them.
Well, and I really did like Temple of the Dog. I love Temple of the Dog.
But that's not Eddie Vedder singing, though.
No, well, no.
That's your boy from, what's the guy
Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell, yeah.
Oh, no, I know that, but I mean, like, the playing, a lot of the players were Pearl Jam.
All right, so you let me know after the show. It's March 30th. It's a Monday. Me and Scott have decided we do not want to pay more than $100.
Okay.
For a ticket. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
And it's like what they're doing is something which I have not been a part of before. Now, in the past, they have not gone through Ticketmaster. They did that whole thing back in the 90s, and that did not work well. So now what they do, and I've not been part of this with any other bands, so they send it out to just fans on the Ticketmaster thing, and you have to prove that you're not a bot, and then you put you into a lottery where you might have the opportunity to buy tickets, but at least you're not competing with, like, automated stuff.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
I'm like, huh. That's kind of interesting. I didn't even know this was a thing.
I didn't either, but you know, it's better than all the scalpers buying everything up and
yeah.
the bots.
So it's like, you know what? Monday night, March 30th, Madison Square Garden. I could do Pearl Jam.
Yeah, no, I have never seen them live.
I've never seen them live, and I feel like I should before one of them dies.
It's same. Yeah. Oh God. Yes, I mean, Mr. Helix and I have been on the Before They Die tour.
I mean, he could come if he wants. I can get four. I can get four tickets.
I'll ask him. I don't think that he's a Pearl Jam fan.
Okay,
but no, I do like them, and I've never seen them. So it's like, I'm starting to think. I'm warming very much to this idea.
Right. I'm glad I asked you.
Yeah, me too.
All right, you'll let me know. Like I said, there's a chance I can get them next week. Not even guaranteed. But,
right, because I know how it is.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Scott. Happy to have you along. And
thanks.
Joe wants to go, ask Joe too. If not, we'll have a good time. Like cool. The Pearl Jam. All right. So the glasses. You know who did not like the glasses?
Who?
My scammer.
Really?
She thought it made me look awkward.
Awkward would not be an adjective that would jump straight to mind. Why awkward?
I don't know.
But like, what, now you're a nerd because you're wearing glasses?
No, but then again, one of her personas at one point was supportive. So, you know, who knows? Who knows who this person is?
Wait a second, put some tape in the middle, let me say.
I'm
no, I'm kidding. No, I don't understand that.
You know, our buddy Will, you remember Will, the actor?
Yes, of course.
He posted that I should wear them on stage. I don't think so. I don't think it goes to my persona.
Well, no, you know what? I don't think it goes to your persona. However,
I'm not professorial.
I don't think it would take anything away from you if you did wear them.
I feel like I would need more badass glasses than this.
You think you need like character glasses?
Something with flames or skulls.
I don't think so. I think that your personality would carry the day, and actually it would be... The more sedate you look, the more like of a surprise this is going to be.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm certainly... It's interesting. I used to be one of these people that pace around a lot on stage.
Yeah, I know.
Only if it's a very big stage do I do that, just because I feel like you have to control it more.
Uh-huh.
But if not, I'm pretty much standing in one place. I'm not moving around that much anymore. I don't know if you saw the pictures from Atlantis. But the mic stand was a little bit of a pain in the ass, and everybody else on the show was taller than me.
Oh, God, I hate that.
And I didn't feel like fucking around with it. So yeah. I did the old Steven Tyler thing.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you know, where he just like kind of holds
it. Bends it over?
Yeah. And I've done that before, and it's my little ode to Steven Tyler.
I like it.
And, you know, so I was very stationary. And what I really like is if there's nobody like on the front seat, or there's a monitor, I like to step on that and lean into it.
Yeah, you Captain Morgan it.
Is that what it is? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, like the booze bottle.
Yeah, like the guy, the pirate on the booze.
Yeah. So anyway. So I got the specs. I will not be wearing them on the Afterbirth show because there's no need. Because I'm not really staring at the computer on that. I probably see better without them, but whatever.
Really? Okay.
It's weird because these are for like near things,
yeah.
But sometimes when I'm looking, so it makes things farther away blurry.
Blurry, which makes me feel out of control.
Right, so if I'm looking at the TV, I have to look over the glasses, yep. But I have a harder time seeing things on the TV than I did before.
Yeah, because it's out of the range that this is supposed to be.
Right, so I feel like I was farsighted, like I couldn't see far away. I don't know if that's what it's called.
Well, I'm nearsighted, so that's why I take my glasses off to read close to me, because my near vision is fine. It's you are blurry as fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never looked better.
Oh, my God. You're so handsome.
I'm glad you see my pecs. as I pose.
Wait. What is that? Is that a pickle?
No, it's a prick. It's not green. It is bumpy. And it's not a baby gherkin. How dare you?
I think you have to see somebody about that.
I don't think I do.
Well, take that little contact lens off of it. That's going to cause problems.
I don't think so. So something else I have started this year. I don't know if you've been on my Facebook page much.
A little bit.
I started this as a mock thing, and now I'm trying to make it, see if I can do it every day throughout the year. Faux journal entries.
Oh, yes. Now I've been following that.
I'm putting ridiculous... You know how people, like, journal in earnest?
Yes.
This is not that.
No, I know.
But I'm pretending it is.
I don't think many people are... There are some people that do not understand what you're doing.
You think so?
Yeah. Because they're answering you as if you are in earnest.
Don't
you notice that there's...
Well, I had to correct somebody yesterday.
Yeah. Every once in a while I'm going, dude, do you not... Really? You can't see what he's doing?
Yeah, but then when I brought it up
have you met?
No, he's a fraternity brother. I know who exactly who you're talking about.
Okay.
He's a good... Let me read... let me read my thing here. I'll give a couple of examples.
I told you to put your thing away.
I don't fucking go by you. How dare you?
Why is anything written on it anyway?
Because it's that big.
Oh, okay.
I want to get you to look closely.
I knew it. Objects make me closer than they appear.
Yeah, that old gag.
I don't get.
Day 14 of 2020. That's how I start them off now.
Okay.
Not every day is day 14, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, Pip... knows of my love of this show. This is a new love.
Yes.
Of the show. Some say television is garbage. I've never had a strong opinion about that. Lately, I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé on the Learning Channel. Love it. My wife's like, the other day, is like, what? Last night, like, why are you so into this show? I don't know. Why are you so into fucking CSI or Manifest? Why is anybody into anything? It's fucking entertaining. That's why.
Yeah.
That's not part of the journal entry. Lately, I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé on the Learning Channel. I know it's quality programming because the channel says it's about learning. They are truthful. In 90 Day Fiancé, I've learned foreigners are attractive and have sexy accents. I've always been scared of the unknown and different. Thanks to 90 Day Fiancé, I feel confident enough to accept all those social media requests from stunning beauties in my direct messages. Thanks to 90 Day Fiancé, I know 2020 will be filled with love, adventure, and financial gain. Thanks, TLC, for being the paragon of education and higher learning. How dare you? Oh. I opened myself up.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking about something else.
No, I don't think you are. So here was yesterday. Here's yesterday. These last ones have been day 13 of 2020. I was hoping I would gain more clarity in 2020. Because, you know, people have their fucking goals for the new year, especially early on in the year.
Oh, yeah. They think, you know what? I'm actually going to start things differently, and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And it's like, oh, that's cute.
So far, things are more confusing than ever, at least when it comes to things related to the nose. It was bad enough that I have a house full of soaps that have scents like pumpkin pie and sugar donut. Pip and Joe are big fans.
Oh, you know what? I read that and I'm like, oh my God, I live this.
The local bakery gets very mad when I tell them I must stick my hands in their tasty treats for sanitary purposes. Gwyneth Paltrow has come out with a candle that she claims smells like her vagina. Worse yet, the company that makes it is Goop. I'll tell you one thing, no matter how a vagina smells, if it has goop, I want no part of it. Worse yet, I got kicked out of Yankee Candle and hauled away in handcuffs when I insisted I stick my dick in their candle display. Now I'm going to jail, and if my dick smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina, I'm afraid my booty will smell like stall 3 at the Vince Lombardi rest area on the New Jersey Turnpike.
That's one for the locals.
I'll do one more, but you're so just so the people get a gist.
Oh yeah, an idea of what you're doing.
Day 12 of 2020. Waking up getting blown is every man's dream. Waking up with all your stuff blown around the yard is a nightmare. Waking up on day 12 was a nightmare.
I totally understand that. I do.
So what do you think?
I'm enjoying them.
Well, I was actually thinking today. I was like, you know what? Maybe at the end of the year, I should just fucking publish them.
Put them together?
Yeah.
Why not?
You know, just like it sells like a $5 book, My Day in Bullshit or whatever.
See what
my
you have.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is hard. It's like every day, it's like, oh, I got to think up with something creative.
I know. Well, people who do blogs, you know, like that when blogging first happened, that, you know, they had stuff that they'd put up every day. I experimented with blogging back when it was like a, you know, a bigger thing, and there was like
blogger. Oh, it's big, baby. It's big.
But no, I mean when it was like fairly new and like everybody and the mother was a blogger. But I, you know, of course I did it anonymously because, you know, of course I did.
Of course you did.
But you know what? It's like it was really strange because all of a sudden, like sometimes people would just wander over and find you, and then they'd like follow you, and I was like, that's interesting. I mean, I never had a big following, but it's like I had a couple of people that I could tell were regularly reading, and I'm like, I'm a stranger. Why do you care?
Because it's the same reason reality shows. We love to peek in.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a peek into other. But, you know, it's the same reason I figure that besides the humor aspect of it and the clever bits that we've come up with, I think that, you know, the reason that people like to listen to the radio and listen to shows like ours is because, especially if, you know, you get to know the people, it's sort of like, this is my soap. This is my show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what the first segment is.
Yeah.
About. Yeah. So what do you think? I've never been one to journal. It seems tedious to me. Even this is tedious to me.
Well, you know what? It's I find that journaling, because you're doing it as farce. So,
no, nay, nay.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're digging deep.
I am.
And
it's hard to dig deep with something so shallow. But
yeah, really. Well, you know, when you use those little baby, sand shovels, it's harder.
Spade, but we don't use that language here.
No, we don't talk like that anymore. That was the 70s, man.
Yeah.
But I remember reading an article. I'm a little diversion, but I remember reading an article about like a rock group that I liked, and the guy was talking blah 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 blah. Oh yeah, man, groovy and all that stuff. And he was talking about, and I know the man not to be a racist, but he said something about, oh yeah, so we were talking to a couple of spades and blah blah blah, and I was like, what? But back in the day, I guess you used.
I am reading Stephen King's Salem's Lot. This is a vampire book from 1980.
Oh.
In this book, they cannot say queer or faggot enough. it's just like wow.
It's shocking, isn't it?
Well, I mean, yes, because you would never see something unless it was purposely done.
Right.
But this is not like to paint these characters as insensitive or to make a statement on homosexuality. This is just how I guess people spoke back then.
Yeah.
At least according to Stephen King
in
this main town in 1980.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just enough older than you that there are some things I think, you know, were like Joe and I will talk about, well, this is how it was done and this is what people said. And you're like, what? And it's just like, it is just enough of an age gap. But people would regularly call each other a faggot, you know?
I still do that. I've used it on this show.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't remember you saying that.
Oh, well, you know what? Oh, I don't think I told this story. So I'm, what was I doing? I was doing some type of joke on, I was doing the teacher joke that I have about how teachers are sleeping with, this is at Atlantis, how teachers are sleeping with students.
Right.
And, so some guy in the back, he'd been yelling out throughout the first act and everything.
Really?
He'd be yelling, now he's starting to yell out mine. He goes, yeah, I don't know why these kids, tell. That's what he yells out. Now, if you think about it, my joke is about, you know, how great it is.
Right.
But it's a fucking joke.
It's a joke.
But I go, oh, yeah, I don't know why these kids keep on telling. I go, I know, because a creep like you keeps on hanging out in the locker room and looking at him, faggot.
Oh, no.
There was no forethought.
Oh, God, it just came out.
Right. It's very rare that I lose control like that.
Right.
But I lost control for that. The audience fucking applauded and erupted. The house MC fucking came running back to look what was going on. There was many times throughout the 2 weeks where he would come running because he couldn't believe I just said what I just said. He's like, oh my God, the ball's on this fucking But I'll tell you what, it put that guy in his place. But I was thinking, it made me think, the fact is, like, I don't talk like that.
No, you don't.
I must have just had subconsciously enough of this guy shouting out stupid shit.
And it's just like, it's in reserve in our heads as like not something that I would call a person for real, but it's like that's like a really bad word, and you get this furious Tourette's.
Yeah,
you know, where you're just like, I'm going to say the worst possible word. I mean, because even when I get absolutely furious, I'll say the C word, but I am
you hate
like
the C word.
I know, and I am berserk when I'm saying that. I am like,
I've
really
never induced
angry.
That. Now I have a goal.
No, don't do that. Don't induce it.
Don't do that. Please no.
Yeah, please don't poke the bear that much.
Poker in the C word.
Whoa.
With my contact lens wearing cock.
with that contact wearing pickle.
But, I mean, that's not a word I used.
No, faggot.
No, it's not a word. Like, I don't, but I completely forgot about it.
I mean, if you're tight with people, it's sort of like, you know, how black people will use the N-word amongst each other as like a bonding word.
The other comic could not say the N-word enough on stage. But the audience was, the white audience was going for it.
Really?
He's a very funny comic. But it's like, wow, he could not say it enough.
Wow.
And then like, I told a black comic who I'm friends with, I'm going, yeah, I mean, I've never seen it said so many times. Kevin Lee, who's, you know, a regular on our show.
Yeah.
And Kevin's like, I hate when black comics drop the N-word in a mainstream room.
Yeah.
So I told Ronaldo, who was the other comic, this. I didn't mention names. And he's like, fuck these guys. You know, I'm so sick of these old guys who never put money. I'm like, dude, I didn't mean to piss you off. I was just telling you a conversation I had.
Yeah.
You know, just because, you know, because I just wanted, you know, how do people react to it and everything. I said, they're going with it here.
Yeah.
You know, it's working well for you. He's like, yeah, well, you know, when you use it as a punchline, like, well, you got some of that in your act. Yeah. mean, there were definitely times when you were using it as a punchline.
Right.
But this guy's got a charisma about him. He's got some really well thought out jokes and everything, but there's a lot of N-word in it.
It kind of makes me uncomfortable.
So I'm talking to him and a Bahamian black guy, one of the bartenders, after the show. We're in the lobby, and they were talking about like being the smartest black person, smartest nigger in the room.
Oh God!
And I go, yeah, I hate being the smartest nigger in the room. I hate
what did they do?
They laugh because I'm not using it in a demeaning way. I'm just very. I'm like, you know what?
Throwing it back at them.
We're all fucking chilling. I'm not saying you're in a derogatory way.
No.
Like I'm putting you down or you know, like
you were mimicking their language.
Exactly.
and throwing it back at them. That was clever.
Which most white people won't do.
No.
But I'm like, yeah, fuck it.
No, but in that instance, in that context, I would have said what you said.
Yeah.
Because obviously you're going for the laugh.
Yeah.
You're not going for the mean, you know.
The house MC was fucking lovely. I mean, I've known him for years there. At one point, I ended my show because I was talking to these two guys in the front. And one of the guys was going to buy some merchandise.
Oh.
And one of the other guys, I don't know what he was. I was busting his chops about something.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to get into my closing set, but it didn't. So I go... I go to the guy who's going to buy my merch. I go, big cock. I go to the other guy, no cock. I'm out. I ended my set like that. And the house MC naughty. He's like, oh, my God, I loved it. It's like, who ends their set with big cock, no cock? I'm out.
That's not your usual ender, but I like it.
No, I mean, I was just, you know, this is the same club where several years ago I had a chair thrown at me. I've told the story on the air.
In the same club, this one?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Which, it turns out, is a legendary story there.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow.
It is a legendary story at that club.
Oh, my God. That's funny as hell.
I guess that doesn't happen in a beautiful resort all that often.
I guess not. So they're like, whoa, you know that would happen once, and you're the guy.
But I've been back since, and they were supportive at the time, which says a lot about the people who work there. Because, you know, there's plenty of clubs where that happens. You're out.
Yeah, like you did it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've talked about various places I've been banned from.
I know.
So, I don't know. So, they want me to come back and headline. I have not headlined there before. The agency likes to give me the runaround, but now I have the email of the club saying that I can headline, did a great job.
Awesome.
So, now I'm going to see what the agency says. I'm going to see if they... I'm going to see what they say. Let's put it that way. So I might be done, or I might be going back to close.
All right.
Because I can't go back to feature anymore.
No, you just feel like you've been there, done that.
There's nothing more for me to prove. And when the staff, you know, the staff is like, you should be headlining. Why aren't you headlining this? But I'm like, it's not me.
Yeah.
I was like, I
didn't pick it. Like, I'm gonna be the creamy stuff in the Oreo forever.
One of them's like, yeah, you know, you should be headlining. But I guess you're happy with what you have. I'm like, no, I'm not.
No.
But so we'll see. But yeah, so there's journaling and something else. I was very tired at the supermarket. I get tired frequently in many places.
So you just like pulled the cart over to the side and took a nap on the bottom shelf?
No, but it occurred to me as a little child,
uh-huh,
you can nap anywhere. You can lay down anywhere, and it's perfectly acceptable. But if I, as a grown man who has free choice, and pays taxes, If I dare to curl up in a ball on the floor, I'm the weird guy who needs to be escorted out. Well, what age does it become no longer acceptable to just lay down and take a quick nap?
I would say probably around 6 or 7.
That's the cutoff.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're done.
But I don't want to be done.
I want to completely lie down in the middle of the aisle and have a tantrum on my back and just knock shit over. I want to just, you know, like, you know, in movies, they show people going crazy in a store knocking stuff over. I just want to be able to have a complete temper tantrum and, you know.
See, but I can see why that's frowned upon.
Yeah, because it makes a mess and it scares people.
But yeah, but me curling up into a ball, well, who am I bothering?
Well, you know how, like, sometimes older supermarkets used to have, like, you know, they weren't stocked to the gills and everything pushed up to the front and make it look all pretty every moment. And sometimes there could be empty aisles. There could be empty shelves and
stuff.
But
still, I feel like there'd be an announcement.
I think, there would be a cleanup aisle 14.
Like, it's frowned upon, but why? I feel like if we allow napping, if we encouraged napping.
Oh, yeah.
There'd be a lot less rage and anger and hostility in our day-to-day lives. I feel like we'd all be getting along better.
I think that I would be a much nicer person if they would let me go into the one office that I know in my building has a couch that's being unused at lunchtime. If they would just let me, instead of eating, go in there and power nap.
Why won't they?
Because it's not my office to be having a nap.
I feel like there are offices that allow that. All right, nobody's using that. Yeah, you could crash out there.
Yeah, no, it would be inappropriate.
But why? Why? You're becoming more productive. Recharging.
I know, but you know what? The person whose office it is. Yeah. No,
no, but why doesn't the office provide for that? In the
Oh yeah, no. Like in Google, they have nap pods
in the Charlotte airport. I saw they had these places where you can nap.
It's amazing.
Like, you had to pay for it and everything. But
oh, really? Well, yeah. I guess that's to keep from, you know, like, homeless people.
I don't know what, but from being. But I just feel like I should be able to nap out. I'm a power napper. Like, I could fall asleep for 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm recharged. I'm ready to go.
Really? Just for a couple minutes?
Just for a couple minutes.
Oh, no. I would need more than that.
My wife makes a whole day, a whole big thing of a nap. She'll make a 3 or 4 hour nap. That's not nap, that's sleep.
That's you've just slept shorter than normal.
But I can lay on the couch, pass out, like when I've talked about this before, when I'm watching a Yankee game, I can doze off for a half inning, boom, I'm ready to go. And I feel myself getting angry and intense when I'm overtired during the day.
Yeah, well, I have also got, oh no, are you getting a cold?
No, I'm all right. I was sicker last week.
Oh, yeah.
But, but I feel like, as a society, we work too hard.
Yes, we do.
We expect our workers to work long hours.
Yeah.
We expect them to work weekends. We expect them not to take vacations.
Yeah.
I feel like, and we are productive people. I feel like we would be even more productive with nap time.
Oh, yeah. And power nap anywhere.
Yeah.
I found at the school that we both went to, in the student center. Upstairs.
We're keeping that a secret. It's just the way you said that.
Oh, no. No. We both went to, it was Montclair State College at the time.
For you.
For me. When it was a university.
It converted my freshman year.
Oh, okay. And it was still a college back in my old-timey days. And in the student center upstairs, they had, wait a minute. You know what? Drugs. It's not even.
They had drugs.
They had drugs. No, that's fantastic. No. You know what? I'm thinking of my old school, Trent State. That's where I'm thinking of.
Better school, by the way.
It was a good
at
school.
At the time, I don't know now.
Yeah, I don't know now, but it was a good school. But when I went from living on campus to living off, I would have some breaks in between classes. That it wasn't enough time to go home. And sometimes it's like, I just can't go to the library and you're tired. So the student center upstairs had these very quiet areas where nobody would go. Like, it was just really quiet. So I was, I mean, it was, traveled enough that it wasn't like creepy rape corner, but it was also quiet enough that you could actually take a power nap up there. And they had these couches. So I would sleep on with my head on my book bag where, you know, my stuff was so nobody could rob me, put my coat over me, and I had a little alarm clock, which before there were cell phones and everything with alarms, so I had this little alarm clock that I would set for like an hour or something, and I would sleep on those couches up there, and I'd wake up, and I'd be like, oh, thank God for that, and I was ready to go. But if I didn't get to take those power naps, I'm so glad I found that spot.
I've talked about this before. In college, my power naps were taken in class.
No, you could sleep in class?
It was frowned upon. I've told this story before.
I don't remember this.
I've told a couple of these stories. In political science, I fell asleep in class. I sat in the back row.
Uh-huh.
I fell asleep in class. I'm pretty sure my head was back, you know.
Oh, no. You know, like, God, yeah.
And the teacher starts yelling at me, don't fall asleep in my class. I was asleep.
Yeah.
I go, I know everything you just said. He goes, yeah, what I just said. And I recited, never bothered me again for sleeping in class.
Because
I was asleep, but I was still hearing.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
How are you doing that?
I don't know. But then I had this teacher for psychological aspects of sexuality, which was great. That's where we made our bestiality video. That's where I meet a couple of my fraternity brothers, including Scott, who maybe you'll meet when we go see Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
I feel like you've probably met Scott before at some point.
I don't remember him.
But then I had him for another class the next year, which was much more boring, and I was coming off of mono.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was really tired from mono.
Sure.
Mono makes you really tired when you're recovering from it. And I got in trouble for that class. I was like, ugh. It's like, but I got mono. They don't want to hear that shit.
No, they don't care.
No, they don't care.
They're just, I have found that in the work world, if you're sick, you don't do yourself any favors going back as soon as you can. Because they expect you, not only have you missed work, so now you're behind, but the first day you're back, they expect you to be 100% rocking and rolling.
Oh, yeah. There's no grace period.
No, there's no like, okay, we're going to take it easy on you, you just got back
from
being sick.
But you know what, in my job, there's no sick days.
No,
if you don't show up, you don't get paid. I mean, you know, Joe, we've talked about this. Trucker Tom was actually there when I had no fucking voice, and I had to do two shows. You know, I'm sitting there nursing tea and honey, which I was not a tea drinker at the time.
But that's what you have to do.
I'm closing two shows, so I'm doing 45 to 60. And the first show, Joe went long, and I was not. I think he was doing it to help me, to be honest. And I feel like on the first show, he probably had the better set than I did. That's just my opinion of it.
Yeah.
And on the second show, that was not going to happen again. It's like I mustered everything I fucking could to have a vintage performance.
Well, the throat might be ailing, but the ego is still powerful.
The ego was powerful. The ego was, I was exhausted, but I'm like, you know, fuck it. I'm headlining. You can't have that two in a row. You can't have the feature do better. Yeah, feature steals the show. It happens. And Joe's, and Joe's very good. So it has nothing to do with Joe. But can't happen twice in a row. That's not going to happen on my watch.
Yeah, well, it did, but you showed him.
Ooh, my girl's all fucking messaging me tonight. She's up late.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What time is it wherever she's at? Or
6 hours ahead of now. So what's that like?
Okay. So
like 1:30.
What is it? Six. Yeah.
Okay. She's all into the Davin tonight. The fake Davin.
Oh.
I'm very excited. This will be the last one we cover. Carolyn. Okay. Well, I mean, the last one on my... I have a whole queue.
Your roster?
I do. Well, we're doing Mary right now.
Yes.
Then we have Han.
Ah.
Then we have Lacey.
Okay.
Then we have Carolyn.
Okay.
So.
All right.
So, yeah, I got a whole roster of bitches.
Look at you.
Yeah. So napping is good. One other thing, and then we will take our break. Joe should be calling in soon.
Okay.
One other thing. When I was in high school, I guess I was vain to a degree, especially when I lost weight. Maybe even before this, I always walked around with a brush. I had a big pink brush. Not very masculine, but it was a big pink brush because I had long, thick hair. Mullet, but long, thick hair.
Yeah.
Not anymore. But I always walked around with a... And I feel like our generation, my generation, I feel like even your generation...
Our thing was the big comb.
All right, but still. And for the black people, hair pick. Well, you get it.
Yeah.
But
your hair accoutrement was in your back
pocket.
That was
the thing.
Yes. There were special combs that were made to be in your back pocket.
And a switchblade comb.
I heard about those.
I had one of those.
Did you?
Yeah. Somebody gave it to me. Now my daughter will spend after her shower an hour blow drying and brushing her hair.
Okay.
Not unusual for a teen girl.
No, not at all.
It is what it is. Oddly enough, these kids, as far as I can tell, no brush in their pocket, just the phone. So they still care about hair, just not as much, unless we just had the brush as a security thing and the phone is their security thing. I was just thinking about it, because as far as I know, there's not an app for brushing your hair.
I don't think so. Unless it's magic.
But it's just interesting. We all had the brush in our back pocket.
Yeah.
These kids don't carry the brush.
That's very true. I mean, I know that in the day, one of the things that was really big, if you had very fine, straight hair like I naturally do, is that you got feathered hair.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the feathered hair?
Oh, I do.
And you pull it back, and they're like duck feathers.
My hair might have been feathered at one point. Feathered hair
was too wavy. How the hell did you pull that off?
Well, the top.
It
really gets wavy when it gets longer.
Okay, but you would have to blow dry the shit out of your hair to get it straight enough to feather.
I feel like I went through a blow drying phase.
Really?
I got to tell you, these decades of just zhuzhing, much happier.
Oh, so much happier.
I'm a complete zhuzher now.
Me too.
But, you know, back in the day, it wasn't, you know, now I did have spiky hair, so that was mousse, it wasn't gel.
Right.
So I had that, but still again, brushing. I didn't know about this whole zhuzhing thing. Thank you, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy in the late 90s, early 2000s when that became a thing.
Yeah,
but no, I mean, it was brushing.
Yep.
Brushing back.
Yep.
Get it poofy.
Yep.
Blow it out.
Yep. Yeah.
The daughter is still doing the blow, so much so.
Yeah.
She was not happy with the hair dryer in Atlantis. We have to now apparently travel with a hair dryer.
A hair dryer? Oh, God.
But still, these kids are not carrying brushes.
No, I know.
They have phones. So is it a security thing, or they don't give a shit? I don't know.
No, I think it was a security blanket for us.
I feel like it made me seem cool. Yeah, I always had to do. Why are you always brushing your hair? It's got to look just right. I even got the motion still.
You do. I know. I had a thing my freshman year of college. I got a perm, and I spent more money on getting my hair done than I ever had before. I went to a kind of more expensive salon thinking, oh, they'll do something cool for me. Oh, God, I went from having, like shoulder-length hair to having short head of pubes on my head.
Oh, that's not good.
And I spent...
Curly?
Yeah. And I spent north of $70 to do this to myself, which was a hugely expensive hair treatment back then. I was like, I can't believe I spent all this money and my hair is short and terrible. And so I try to get my hair to come over onto my forehead, which was going to do what? I don't know. But somehow make it better.
Well, I mean, that's back in our day, bangs were a thing.
Bangs were a thing. And it was...
And for the women, it was the puffball.
It was the 80s at the time, and yeah. I was trying desperately to make this a thing.
You know what's sad?
Ugh.
When you still see women with the puffball, it's like, wow, we are decades past that.
Some people get stuck in a look, and it's their security blanket. They can't
I feel like I've played with my hair. I've pushed forward. I've gone back. I can't. I would grow it. I do grow it to varying lengths.
Right.
But I can't grow it long because it naturally mullets. Like if it wouldn't naturally mullet, I would have long hair problem. I feel like at points I would have long hair. I've had ponytails.
Right.
I've had real. I mean, right now I think I'm in a good length.
Yeah, it's good.
But yeah, you know, there's something secure about a nice, thick head of hair.
I would like thicker hair.
I have it on my back. It's lovely.
I love grabbing it and like pulling it around by it.
Yeah, it's like riding a horsey.
Well, you know, we're talking about those baby pigs that you were swimming around with. You know, they have the bristly horsehair all over their bodies. That's what I picture.
I'm a baby pig.
But like the coarse baby pig hair on the back. You know?
I'm your baby pig. Just feed me some carrots, baby. I'm good to go. Although honestly, the pigs swim better than me. To be fair, but I won't poop in the ocean with you. I don't know about that. No. I'll wait till I get on the beach and pop a squat. I'm couth.
And then bury it like turtle eggs.
No. These pigs have no shame.
Oh, they don't care.
No, and we're just all walking around like this is fucking great. Next thing you know, you're swimming with pig turd. What a bunch of fucking animals we are. Really,
man.
Really, you really need that ocean combined with farm life experience? Ugh.
No.
No.
Ew, God.
Not
no.
Me. Not me. Not me. But anyway.
Nah.
So, I just a couple of interesting observations. I thought they were interesting.
I think I know who this is.
I wonder who.
I'm thinking I know already.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. We're doing a little show. What's going on with you?
I'm driving.
Ah. It's like we're writing Flush.
Yeah, right.
Hey, yeah, Joe.
That's funny how it mirrors reality. That's my life.
Yes, it's funny how that worked out, Joe. If only we could have come up with that idea.
I did it beforehand. Yes.
I wonder for where that came from.
So I am about to take a break, unless there is something that's going on with you that you would like to discuss real quick.
No, nothing.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I will ask you this. When you were in high school, in middle school, did you walk around with a brush in your back pocket?
No, I did not.
Really?
Really?
Because you had long hair. I kind of feel like you should have.
No, I had like a comb.
Oh, whatever. All right, but you had a comb.
You had something to comb your hair, you asshole.
Yeah.
You had the big comb with the long handle?
Yes,
that's what I had,
too. So we all had something.
Yeah, well, some kind of hair-fixing device.
Yeah. I was just saying that it's a thing that I don't think the kids are doing these days. Yeah, they have phones instead. It's true.
But equally terrifying when whatever it is in the old days or the new days, whatever it is that was in your back pocket falls in the toilet.
Yeah.
Equally disturbing. Yeah.
I feel like it was really bad news with my big pink brush. It was a big fucking brush.
I bet.
A pink brush?
Yeah. Are you going to bully me and pretend we're in high school? Really? Are you? Don't you have a telephone pole that needs your attention?
No, but that's hysterical. But why would you bring a pink brush into school? You're busting my balls for goofing on here in the car in the middle of a bridge.
Because they match my pink jeans.
Hey, you match with your jeans?
I had, at the day, acid wash. Remember, like, stoner acid wash?
Yes.
For some reason, Mom, who did all my clothes shopping and still does, bought me like the acid washed pink jeans.
No.
Yep.
Wow.
I feel like they made it to college too.
I can't believe that you made it to college with all the beatings.
No beatings.
Really?
No beatings.
You know what? I get a fight. You and I have verbally sparred and gotten very nasty, but we never fought, and I don't think I ever will because I think you know how to fight.
He's got just enough crazy in him.
We never fought, but I think he can fight.
Pink jeans, pink brush, bring it, motherfucker.
I know.
But now, you know what's funny? You can wear pink now, but what's funny is I'll have like, sometimes I'll wear on stage or going someplace nice, I'll wear a vest, and I'll wear like a solid pink tie.
Yeah.
And I feel like Joe and other people have like, oh, pink tie. But men can wear pink now.
Absolutely.
But I feel like I still get that from people. Like queer. It's like, dude.
No, but back then.
But I'm talking about now, I still feel like, even though everybody can wear pink.
Sure.
Especially if you have to have a dark complexion. That's why African Americans can wear these colors. Latinos.
Oh, well, yeah.
What?
The only time I'm wearing pink, if I'm fighting against breast cancer.
Well.
That's the only time.
Right. But that's why I feel like that's made it more acceptable.
In times, the way times are now, yeah. The guy that runs our warehouse at the day program is a metrosexual, and he's wearing all sorts of colors and stuff during the day, you know, every day.
I got to tell you, you're running a warehouse and being a metrosexual to go to Joe's Point, you got to be pretty freaking tough.
Yes. Yes. This isn't a secure man.
Yes.
He's not tough. He's an asshole. You know, it's like...
Keeps you away.
It's sort of like tough, but he's an asshole. Got an attitude. And the funny thing is, he'll bust my balls about something, like he'll make a snide comment and forget that I'm a stand-up comedian. And then after my fucking fangs get pulled out of him, 5 minutes later, he remembers.
5 minutes? I guess that's what it's like if you can't defend yourself. I guess Joe has attempted a 5-minute barrage on me, but I'm firing right back at him.
Oh, I've seen it.
But the thing is, you know how our show, you know, I mean, you know our relation, the show and everything like that, how we relate it to each other. And he does it. He's a civilian, but he keeps on forgetting that I'm just so fucking used to it and trained and, you know, revealing it, you know?
Well, in a way, because this is what you guys do. So verbally, you are ready to bring it. It's kind of like walking up and getting all smart with somebody who knows martial arts. And they're like, really? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I've actually said that to Sensei Fredica, Russ. He came to one of my shows years ago, and he got fucking drunk.
Ugh.
And he started heckling.
You?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I'm like, dude, you do not want to do this. I am a verbal ninja. I will eviscerate you in this forum. Like on a mat and fisticuffs, he will eviscerate me.
Right.
I mean, I think he's like an 8th-degree black belt. I'm a 1st-degree pink belt.
Yeah. To go with the pants.
Yeah.
When the customer's getting it, I had this one customer. He's a complete asshole, and he was busting my balls last Friday, and I'm just sitting there listening to it, and it's almost like a lion with a zebra going, na 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 na. You know, it's like I gotta sit there and take this shit, I can rip you to pieces in 2 fucking seconds.
Come here, you zebra.
Yeah.
Alright, let's, when will you be at home?
I'll be at home in about 30 minutes.
Okay, well we're gonna take our first break. And Joe will hang there. On the break, we got new music from Kid Nyorkin with Sweet Day.